Hey, we're back on Downtown. It's time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor. We welcome in our friend Eric Meehan for the first time in 2022. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Rick, and to all you in Radioland. How's everybody doing over there at the Zone radio station? I imagine it's probably still pretty sparsely staffed.
Yeah, but we're doing well. I was telling you before we came on, Kerry was in briefly today. He's on the mend, and that's the best news around here, is to see him back up and taking nourishment.
Oh, Kerry is like the Phantom of the Opera of Zone Radio. He really is. I mean, for people who don't understand, I mean, it must feel very disconcerting for that whole place to be without his services. So I certainly wish him all the best and speedy recovery.
Yeah, we were saying, it was funny, you mentioned that yesterday. ScoMo was saying, you know, you don't realize how many things Kerry does around here until he's not here, and we're all trying to figure out who the hell does that when Kerry's out. Nobody does it when Kerry's out.
Nobody does it. Yeah, it's truly horrifying when you reach a certain structure in any, and it's probably mostly in small businesses, when all of a sudden somebody's not there and you're like, well, I mean, I literally have no idea how to do this. It wouldn't be a complicated thing to learn how to do it, but it was never my responsibility. And now I'm here not knowing what the heck to do. And as a boss of a small business, that happens with frightening frequency. Anyway, not the point. And point of fact, I take that back. It's not just a small business. It's in big business. I mean, you know, just even before we came on, I was reading Peter King's column, and he was bashing my favorite football team. You know, there's alarming mismanagement and people sort of vanishing, whether by firing or by whatever. But you know, it's like when you have certain people who are good and take care of certain things, and then they're not there, it's a frightening thing. So all that said, I think the Giants should fire everybody.
Please, do it now. Don't wait.
Do it now. Don't wait. Kerry, get well, and Kerry, come back soon. Phantom of the Zone Radio. And speaking of which, I been listening to the COVID updates and what you were talking about earlier. I hope you're right that essentially things will get back to semi-normal in Europe, because I'm hoping with my family to get over in April to Paris and see the Paris Opera House where the original Phantom dwelled and stuff like that. It's crazy times, and I should take this time to remind everybody out there that we are still requiring masks in our store. And please don't be surprised at that. It's what it is. I should add many thanks to all those who have thanked us for our policy and have mentioned that it's one of the primary reasons, beyond, of course, our exceptional customer service, that they have chosen to patronize our store. Many props to you all for doing the right thing, as I know this show tends to applaud.
Yes.
So, it's 2022. It's a new-ish landscape. And I thought we'd chat about it as we do every year, but there's a couple of key things that I kind of want to talk about. And I guess I'm going to get the worst one out of the way first. And that is this, folks. Wine now costs more. It just does. And I really had, we had a great holiday season, and I understand that people are on budgets. I totally get everything about it. there is no way of getting around the fact that, and not just wine, our oils, our produce, our deli items, gosh, everything is just costing us more, and the savings are being passed on to you all. And I don't say that in a way that it's like, ha, ha, ha. It's terrible. I don't want it to be this way. And it's one of the worst things, because I always enjoyed getting on this, you know, program and these first couple of months, we sort of talk about what wine is and you know, how you should approach wine. And then we talk about the world tour. And part of my spiel has always been that there's great wines at affordable prices, and there still is, but affordable prices, I think, just simply have to mean something different now. It's not that there still aren't really solid bottles of wine at $10, $11, but the choices are simply becoming more limited. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about some of the reasons for that. Number one, and you know, people have been bringing me, I don't tend to watch like 60 Minutes or things, but I guess they did a spiel on how people are planting in southern England. But I mean, climate change is real. Climate change, if you've noticed, I mean, something my wife and I joke about, and it's not really that funny because it's really a pain in the butt, is the Bangor 32. Bangor is perpetually, at this time of year, around 32 degrees, which means it's either rain or it's some horrible freezing combination thereof. Well, the other places where that's starting to happen, slash other really bad climate problems, are all the places that we really like to get wine. The Loire Valley, Burgundy, the Rhone, and then, of course, we have the climate problems that have caused massive degrees of fire in places like not only California and Oregon, but also Australia. We're running out of places to grow grapes, folks. So I'm not here to lecture anybody on the dangers of climate change. I think that's been sort of well documented, but things are happening to where people are having to charge more. And obviously that doesn't even begin to delve into the whole supply chain issues that are rampant in everything else. From, you know, the fact that I do not have 750 milliliter bottles of doing glass bottles to fill for oils and vinegars right now. I just don't. And that's the primary bottle used in wine. So you can imagine that a winemaker probably has to say, okay, I am willing to spend a dollar more a bottle or whatever it is equivalent to buy bottles simply so that I have bottles to fill. That gets passed down, you know? So I need people to accept, like the old story I tell when I remember my father writing a $12,000 check for a new Jeep back when I was a kid. Brand new, off the lot Jeep for my mom. And I was like, whoa, that kind of money exists in the world? Yeah. So prices go up. Inflation, the Fed is about to, you know, announce that interest rates are going up. This is the world. So everybody really needs to sadly embrace that as the trend for 2022. That being said, those of us in the industry are working our butts off to figure out how to circumvent that, right? We're looking for the places that, frankly, haven't suffered damage, that have wonderful supplies of the vino that we all crave. But it's going to be an issue. It's just going to be an issue. So that is sort of my, it's not a happy outlook, but it's a realistic outlook. The things that we most love are going to be harder to get and more expensive. So I think everybody really needs to get their head around that. Aside from that, there's been other changes that I think are kind of interesting. One, and this is one that I'm going to be looking more into. There's not a lot of options right now, but I think this is going to change. I really do. Non-alcoholic options. People want these options for varying reasons. Yeah. And none of them are wrong. And I think that there's going to be more vineyards. For instance, I've had Navarro vineyards, Pinot Noir, and Gewürztraminer juice, and I still have a couple bottles of the Gewürz. It's just a juice, but you can enjoy a wonderful, tasty beverage without imbibing alcohol, and I think that's going to be a big trend that we're all going to start to see, and I embrace that. I think it's wonderful, and I hope that, because I've often been asked for people, and the options just kind of were god-awful. And like we've seen in the beer industry, I think we're going to start to see more exciting non-alcoholic options in the wine industry. So I hope for that, and I look forward to that. I imagine I'm running out of time, Rich. Where are we at?
We have about 2 minutes left.
Okay. The other thing, obviously, that we're seeing a lot of, and I hope, and it is certainly my task, to sort out the verbiage of natural, holistic, organic, etc. wines. I'm growing so tired of it. Because it's really becoming a buzzword. It's, you know, and I'm not faulting the consumer. The consumer is being assaulted by all these things, low calorie wine and organic and salmon safe and such. I think what people need to understand at the root of it is anybody who's seriously been working in the wine industry, and I mean seriously in terms of working small producers, small wine growers, etc., we've always been interested in doing what's right. And that can mean different things. But there's an awful lot on the market right now, and there's going to continue to be because it's a burgeoning segment, that is just product. And I just want people to know that. Like, low-calorie wine, first of all, when you ferment out the sugar's gone. So if you have something with a little residual sugar, yeah, there's a little residual sugar. But if you have a dry wine or a fairly dry wine, there's not that much sugar to begin with. And if you're having a cherry Coke for lunch, maybe that's your problem. So things like that. I beg people to consider their understanding of their diet before they're like, I want this or that. Anyway, Happy New Year, everyone. I will talk to you next week.
Thank you much, Eric. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Cheers to you. Bye-bye.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, with Message in the Bottle every Tuesday here on Downtown.